Wyatt, so it's possible, Wyatt. Peter is N6VH. Oh, he's on the mailing list. But yeah, he's on sideband. If you give him a ring.
He has an antenna problem or something of that nature.
Okay, yeah, that I think it's N86VB.
That's him.
I just mailed him. He has an antenna problem.
Yeah, that's what I use to work white.
Yeah, well, you have an antenna problem. I'll get Hawaii one day or another. KG0RZD and KG6NUB, AC0R. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah, back before my existence.
I don't know, when I was out there, you were probably about 7 or 8 years old.
I probably wasn't born then.
I wasn't. Oh, why is the young pup? I was out there in 2000, but I wasn't doing no radio operating, though.
Yeah, I'm only 19.
Oh, okay, good enough. Usually I'm the youngest one on the bird.
Yeah, that's what I'm here to inform.
Okay, guys, I'm losing it. Have a great day. W1MSG.
7-3.
Yeah, good morning up there.
7-3.
7-3, have a good one.
My battery's about to die.
73,
ECE0RA.
Talk to you later on today, Wyatt. K4FPG.
Yeah, 73, Wyatt. I'm looking at Oscar Zero right now. It looks great up there. Really high elevation.
Yeah, too bad it doesn't have a transponder.
Oh, you don't need one. I've worked Oscar Zero with just my arrow.
I've never done it with an arrow. It's been a long time ago. Many, many moons ago, I've done moons out, but I don't have the antennas up for it now.
Oh, yeah, you do. Give a copy of this year's symposium proceedings. You have plenty there, Frank. I guarantee it. You can work a couple stations this weekend.
Oh, yeah. See, I did it back in the old days. I got a Tempo 2002 sitting over here that I hadn't fired up in 20 years. I need to get it cleaned up and go through it and make sure it's all right. I was going to see if it still has some life in it. Have to try it one of these days.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. AWL contest this weekend for Oscar Zero. Y'all should hop on.
Don't you use, what is it, JT65 or something like that to run?
That's the most popular way. That's the easiest way. That's the only way you can do it with an arrow.
How much power are you on?
100 to 300 I've used.
Okay.
I won't lie though, 1300 makes life a lot easier.
Do meteor scatter the old-fashioned way too. None of that new fangled stuff using the computers and stuff.
Oh, lately the towers have been so weak. Digital is pretty much the only way. Earth this year was so weak, and last year was a big disappointment.
Oh yeah, but it's a blast if you're working the showers and you're getting them bursts coming in on sideband and stuff. It's a lot of fun. But like I said, it's been years since I've done it.
Yeah, from what I hear, since the 90s, so I just do it with a digital mode. It's just 9 elements and 300 watts. I've gotten out to Eastern Colorado from the CTA.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, now, I worked a years and years ago, I'm trying to remember the early 90s, worked a one of the last things I did before I called the air, 90 or 91, I was trying to remember, worked the September UHF, VHF contest, and I was working coast-to-coast on 2-meter sapping.
Oh, wow, amazing, amazing. 6 meters, when it gets slow during the VHF contest, I put it on meteor scatter, but so far it's only been worth 1 or 2 pesos in 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, I was sitting over in Arkansas, in central Arkansas, on a mountaintop over there, and like I said, I had to go back to 90 or 91. Might have been the late 80s, working the September contest, and the bands and 2 meters opened up. I was working up and down the coast, up and down the East Coast, and I had the West Coast start breaking me on the back side of the bands. I was swung around, I was working all up and down the coast.